back to the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
All I want to do is hold her. She's the life that breathes in me. Got a feeling that forever. We're gonna stay together. For me, there's nothing better. You're the biggest part of me.
Well, if our next guest gets his way, then restaurants who dare to violate a plastic straw ban would be fined $300. And I want to welcome Representative David Rogers from Cambridge to the Greg Hill Show here at WEEI. Representative, thank you for joining us.
Glad to be here, Craig. How you doing today?
I'm doing pretty well. How are you?
Great.
So, explain to the people of the Commonwealth how you have apparently determined that the enemy is upon us, and that enemy is plastic straws.
Yeah, well, thanks for the opportunity. Just to clarify one thing, this is not an out-and-out ban. What it is, it's modeled on a law that's already on the books in California that simply says restaurants and other establishments will not offer the straw or give you the straw unless you ask for it. And the reason we had that carve out is there are some in the disability community, people who have issues with swallowing, where they need a straw. So it merely says, if people ask for one, great, give it to them. But don't just automatically give out straws. And we think this will cut down on straw use by 95% or more. And will actually save restaurants money. And, you know, the National Federation of Independent Businesses was in to testify yesterday. And I think they, if I understand their testimony, I wasn't in the hearing room right when they went up to testify. I think they got it wrong. They think it's a ban and that would cost their businesses money to find substitutes for the plastic. But in fact, it's not a ban. It was just cut down. And so they still have their straws on request. I can't tell you the number of times I go into a restaurant. I mean, I cannot tell you where. You order a Diet Coke or you order a whatever it is, they put a straw in. I watch people all the time. They take them out. Yeah. They throw them down on the table. They don't use them, and they drink their drink without a straw. All those straws then get discarded and become plastic waste. And to answer your question, I mean, the amount of plastic straws in our rivers, our streams, on our, you know, in our public parks is astounding. It's one of the leading sources of pollution. So that's the goal here. I'm not trying to ban them. I'm trying to cut down significantly on their use, to just cut down on pollution. And I think it's a good idea.
Well, why the fine, though? I mean, why would you fine? I mean, you got hardworking people in these places that are trying to make a living, and you're going to fine them $300 for accidentally giving somebody a straw?
Well, you know, any law has some repercussions to it. I mean, $300 in the grand scheme of things is not a ton of dough. And without any penalty, like, you know, if you break the speed limit, if you have any law there is, if you don't feed the parking meter, human behavior is such, if there's no penalty whatsoever, then, you know, people don't change their behavior. You know, if folks that I work with on Beacon Hill, my colleagues, other state reps, other state senators say, hey, Dave, let's cut it to $100 instead of $300. You know, fine. I'm happy to have that conversation. If there's some other penalty, at first, just a warning, you know, because we don't want to come down too hard, I'm open to that. I mean, I'm always open to a deal. You know, that's sort of my mentality. Let's problem solve, not kind of come down too hard on people. But there's got to be some repercussion with any law.
Have you given up the use of all plastic in your personal life?
I try to cut down significantly. I can't say I've given up the use of all plastic. But this is a growing movement around the country to try to deal with use of plastic. Obviously, plastic is derived also from fossil fuels. So it contributes to other issues with environmental degradation and climate issues. So there's a big movement now all around the country to try to limit the use of plastic. And there was a time, you know, when the substitutes for plastic were awful. You know, it's like, you want me to use this thing? Forget it. But now, whether it's substitutes for styrofoam or substitutes for plastic, there are a lot of, and, you know, a lot of restaurants are already moving toward these wood straws or different straws. And
Well, have you ever tried, like, when you get your Diet Coke, you ever try to use a paper straw? The thing dissolves in, like, 5 minutes.
Yeah, I have. I mean, I think the technology's improving. You see a lot of places now selling these metal straws that people are using. Kind of people bring their own straw kind of a thing. But, look, this is a growing awareness of the dangers of plastic. They're finding plastic in fish. Okay, so there's so much plastic discarded in our oceans that biologists, marine biologists, when they do research, are finding more and more plastic in fish. It dissolves in the ocean. The fish have it in their system. Mm-hmm. Then we turn around and eat the fish. I mean, who in their right mind, regardless, I don't care if you're the Republican, you're an independent, you're a libertarian, you're a Democrat, whatever you are, who thinks that's a good idea?
Well, I mean, you bring up an interesting point. Wouldn't it be better for the fish if we didn't eat them?
Well,
I mean, why don't you ban the eating of fish? That would be, I mean, the fish would probably appreciate that more than the risk of the straws.
With all respect, it's kind of a straw man argument. It's a classic debate. Let me put up some bizarre scenario and have you try to knock that down. I'm not calling for the banning of fish. I'm calling for a sensible restriction on the use of plastic.
Why just straws?
Oh, there's a lot of legislation to do a lot more than straws, and I have some, too. I have a bill to ban styrofoam, out-and-out ban it.
What?
Maine and Maryland have already done it, and you know what? They're getting along just fine in Maine and Maryland.
What are we gonna pack our Amazon purchases in if we don't have the styrofoam ball?
That's a great question. There are a lot of substitutes coming along, you know, now. It's a fair question. Look, you got to be practical. I'm not some pie in the sky like crazy. Let's just ban everything. You have to be sensible. I get it. But there are growing substitutes. I was just at a restaurant the other day, and they gave me a takeout container made of, it was like recycled wood chips or something. I don't know. But but it was sturdy, because it used to be the substitutes for styrofoam were horrible. And I understand why people would say, look, it leaks. It doesn't hold the food properly. But it's changed. You know, things are changing. And, hey, it's an opportunity for these other companies to make money, too, the substitutes.
Well, what about wind
and solar. I mean, there's big money in these businesses. It's not just a bunch of, tree huggers, as people like to sometimes offer criticism. These are big businesses, the wind business, the solar business, a lot of jobs, a lot of high-paying jobs. So it's still capitalism. It's still money being made. It's just better for our environment.
Now, when we go to the wood straws, isn't that going to damage the trees?
Well, I don't know. You know, I mean, a lot of these can be made from recycled materials, actually.
And it's a renewable resource.
I mean, but the tree has to die in order to have the wood. I mean, unless there's some new thing where the tree lit, like you just cut the pot. I mean, I feel like we're in the name of getting rid of plastic straws, we're going to start killing trees left and right. I mean, why don't you care about the trees?
Well, I don't think that's at all likely. As I said, many of these are made from recycled materials themselves. So, and many folks are using the metal ones that, you know, so they're substitutes.
How would this be enforced?
But I guess I'd ask you, why the knee-jerk kind of defense of plastic?
Well,
you know, I sometimes think what it is there's a mindset that folks who want to change, whether it's clean energy, wind, I mean, we have 800 megawatts go in off of our shores to lead the nation. That'll power 400,000 homes. We've also in the state legislature authorized up to 2,400 megawatts after that, which would power up to 1.6 million homes in the Commonwealth with clean energy, great jobs, lots of money being made. And so,
if you want an answer, folks want to
get concerned about that instead of saying embracing it and saying, hey, this is a great opportunity for us.
I will tell you why the knee jerk reaction. From my perspective, it's because we don't elect you people to legislate how we live our lives. We don't.
We pass criminal laws. You're not supposed to murder someone.
I mean, now you're going to the extreme. I don't consider using a plastic straw to be akin to murder. I guess I'm murdering a turtle or what have you. But I mean, I don't. Are you one of these people that believes that animals have the same rights as humans?
Well, I believe in animal rights. I'm not sure if they're precisely the same as humans. I do favor laws that protect animals. But I mean, when you refer to me as you people, I'm one of these you people. I'm an elected official. I've stood in front of voters. I've met with thousands and thousands of people. I've taken their tough questions.
And they told you the number one issue.
And they voted for me.
I know they voted for you in Cambridge.
I'm a lawmaker. I make rules for how people live.
I know. But did they tell you, when you stand in front of those people, Cambridge or otherwise, do they tell you the number one thing that they would like you to work on is getting rid of plastic straws or fixing the ridiculous traffic nightmare that exists in the city, for instance?
Well, both, because the plastics is part of a larger environmental movement, and
well, what have you done on the traffic?
Hey, look, the traffic is huge. I mean, you guys wanted me to talk about the plastic, but I'm happy to talk about transportation issues. We are taking up in the legislature a lot of issues related to the MBTA.
Yeah.
There was a new report from Governor Baker's administration about we're growing to be one of the worst traffic problems in the whole country. There's a lot of activity on that in your state legislature, people in the transportation committee and otherwise, the transportation planners thinking long and hard and in great detail about how we can alleviate these problems. The traffic, I mean, like I drive, the traffic's, you know, incredibly difficult right now. And there are a lot of people thinking about that issue.
All right. Well, so if this bill were to pass, then any restaurant or bar that were to give out a plastic straw that was not requested would be fined $300, correct?
I believe as it's currently written. But as I said at the outset, I'm open to compromise. And you know, if people have a different idea in mind, that's always my attitude. My legislation is a suggested starting point. And whether they're Republican, Democrat, Independent, anybody who wants to weigh in and say change this or change that, I'm open to other ideas.
And would there be like some sort of a straw force who is going around to enforce this, or how would that happen?
I doubt it. I mean, and that's the truth. I mean, is that what we find is, again, restaurants are going to save money. In other words, they would be reducing, not eliminating, plastic straws. So most restaurants, small business owners, are going to save money with this. I think the public, you know, what you're finding is there's a new poll that young Republicans, not so much older folks, but the 18 to 26, that's the one place they're breaking with their own party. Young Republicans know the data on, for instance, on climate is solid. And what you're seeing is a shift among young Republicans where they're saying, yeah, look, I'm a Republican through and through. But we do need to protect our environment. And so I see a shift coming. That's where I see society headed. And again, there's money to be made in these new industries. So I think it's a win-win for all of us. That's my perspective, at least. I know others may see it differently.
Well, listen, very interesting debate this morning. And Representative Rogers, I really appreciate you coming on the show and sharing your thoughts on this.
No, I really enjoyed it. And, you know, I heard you talking about Gronk before.
Yes.
You know, he's getting into CBD now. That's also in my line. I'm the chair of the Cannabis Policy Committee at the State House. That's going to be a new billion-dollar industry in our in our Commonwealth. And we have some bills pending in front of my committee on CBD. And so if you ever want to have me back, I'd love to talk about
that too.
And I really enjoyed it.
Any concern about any kind of a risk medically when it comes to marijuana for people, or just the straws?
Well, you know, I mean, I was in favor of legalization. Not so much because I endorsed the use, but because I just think it was crazy that it was illegal and people would go to jail for it. I mean, and I think the majority...
Now they're going to go to jail for giving out a straw.
No, we don't want to jail them.
In case there's an iron shortage, will the jail bars be made of a compostable or recyclable material, sir?
They'll be made
there
of styrofoam.
There you go.
Styrofoam.
There you go.
I don't have to know about this. See, that's in one case, I agree with the styrofoam ban, because the styrofoam jail cells would probably not last. They probably wouldn't hold anybody in.
Don't think that would work, huh?
Thank you, Representative Rogers.
Duly noted. Okay, have a great day.
There you go. That is Representative David Rogers from Cambridge. And there's some people who are there saying, Greg, you sound like an idiot. All I'm saying is, when it comes to these things, you pick one tiny little item, plastic straws, and you decide that you're going to pass a law I'm okay with encouraging people not to use plastic straws, but let the people make their choice. We're human beings. We don't need you to legislate what we can eat and what and how we eat it. That's not what
we... No, but the fish do, Greg.
Hello?
Fish do.
I guarantee you that guy believes that animals have the same rights as humans. Hello, Brian.
Hi.
Hey, what's up, Brian?
Yeah, so I'm a small business owner. In fact, I'm actually having my soft opening for my restaurant tonight that I've been planning for 6 years. My grand opening is next week. Mm-hmm. And that guy's out of his mind if he's going to say that buying paper straws is cheaper than buying plastic straws. I mean, I was just at Restaurant Depot, and a box of plastic straws is $2, where paper straws are $10 for the exact same count. How am I saving money on that? Is it, this guy's high? Like, seriously.
He knows how you should operate your business better than you know how you should operate your business.
By the way, Restaurant Depot, very dangerous place for me. I love that spot.
Oh, you can't stop buying God. Over there?
It I is love a good spot. Restaurant Depot.
Hello, Bob.
Yes, how you doing, guys?
What's up, Bob?
Great show. Yeah, I was just listening to that talk with Mr. Rogers there.
Yeah.
And, you know, plastic was brought on maybe 25 years ago because of the trees were being taken down at an alarming rate.
Correct.
Right. So now so they bring in plastic to try and save the trees. We're going to get rid of plastic, and now we're going to start taking down more trees.
Yes. We're going to go with... Like, I thought, like, Danielle's always advocating for the bamboo straws. I thought we were, like, running out of bamboo. Isn't that, like, some kind of an endangered tree or something?
Something along those lines. But the trees are a renewable resource, and a lot of those paper-type goods are made from post-consumer recyclable material.
If we're running out of bamboo, there's one simple solution. We have to eat more panda.
Hello, Sal.
Yeah, I just wanted to... It was infuriating to hear him say that laws... There have to be repercussions on laws that are broken, but yet Cambridge is a sanctuary city for people that have broken the law. So the hypocrisy, the liberal attitude of a politician coming out of Cambridge is unbelievable. They want to follow laws and rule on laws that they want, but not on... Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I know.
It's unbelievable.
He thinks his job is to... If you can't figure out for yourself whether you want to use a plastic straw or not, he thinks his job is to put a fine in place so he can legislate your behavior. That's what he thinks he got elected for. All right. Well, anyway.
I ran on the Cambridge side of the Charles today.
We are going to be right back with the news here on The Greg Hill Show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.